countrywide on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by the Irish Farmers Journal. Follow our new Weanling Watch series for expert analysis and commentary from thousands of cattle sales weekly.
Now, Ireland is very proud of being a food-producing nation, but if any of us opened our kitchen cupboards right now, what chance that everything is 100% Irish ingredients? Well, Kerry farmers and growers Lisa Fingleton and our partner Rena have been spearheading the 30-day food challenge over the past number of years, where people only eat food grown in Ireland for the month of September. Our reporter, Hannah Quinn Mulligan, recently visited their farm, which lies just outside Ballybunion, to find out what was on their dinner menu.
So we took some salad or some basil.
Smell that salad.
That smells amazing.
Isn't it amazing?
I think I've spied in the corner. Are those grapes? Do you have grapes growing in this poly? Are you going to make Ballybunion wine? Is that what's going to happen?
Oh, Hannah, we just need somebody that's good at wine making to come. Come on, we'll get a scissors. I'll cut some down. You know what people a lot of the time say to me in the food challenge? Oh, but I miss my chilies or my hot things. And I'm like, well, why don't you just grow them? Because they grow really well.
Explain the food challenge to me. What is it exactly?
So the 30-day food challenge is basically where people eat only food grown on the island of Ireland for 30 days. So we started it 6 years ago because I was so concerned about the fact that there was such a gap between what's growing in the fields and what people were eating. And when I go into, say if I'm working and I go into a small shop and I try and maybe support a local grower or a food producer, there's actually nothing I can buy in a shop.
Because you and your partner, Rena, you're here just outside Ballybunion in County Kerry, and you have a lovely small farm here. You're growing lots of vegetables in polytunnels on this kind of site that's maybe about half the size of a football pitch. And as well as that, you're grazing some cattle as well. Did I read, though, that this was all inspired by a BLT sandwich that you bought in a shop?
Oh, stop. You see, the thing about it is, you can see here, Hannah, we grow almost everything we need. So, and I grew up like that as well. I grew up in Laois on a farm, and my dad grew everything. So genuinely, I didn't really realise that people like bought so much food. I think we've lost the run of ourselves a little bit in terms of labelling. You know, so now if I import rice and I add profit to it and I sell it as sushi, then that becomes an Irish product, even though there's no connection with the farm. And I think that connection between the farm and the product that people are eating has been lost. Now, look, I understand, I have a background in marketing as well. I know things have to be marketed. But I do think something like Blasnahéireann, we need to be reminded what the Blasnahéireann, what is the taste of Ireland? And the taste of Ireland can be as diverse as you like. But I think it's really important that we grow the food and we support people to grow food. I mean, we're facing a climate crisis. We saw there was a storm here a couple of years ago in Ballybunion, and 4 days, and there was all signs in the local super value saying the truck couldn't get through. So in my mind, I thought, OK, this is unpleasant, but it will wake people up to the reality that we need to be more, you know, resilient in our food production. We need to be producing food. And yet, you know, only 1% of farms are producing vegetables. I just find it worrying.
Okay, but we are going to have a celebration of local food now, and we are going to pick some vegetables and some fruit that we are going to eat for dinner tonight. You and Rena are going to make me dinner. That's really why I came here. Just have dinner made.
Yeah.
So we've come through the garden area, down a little woodland path, and we're just emerging into this beautiful orchard, and the trees are just laden. It's so peaceful in here. I'm just wondering, what's the view, say, that I'm seeing as we walk up here towards the chickens?
So at the back of us is a mountain or a hill called Cnuchonore. And
Does that mean the Hill of Gold?
Hill of Gold, yeah. We think it's because of connected to the harvest, that maybe harvest festivals, fires on top of the hill. It's the tallest hill around in North Kerry. So when you look over there, Hannah, you'll see that fence, there's 10,000 trees there. And I know there's 10,000 because we got a printout of the count, and I saw them all arriving in their bags. So it's really lovely, like 3,000 oak and hawthorn and, you know, everything rowan. It's beautiful. Now, will we go? We're going to Rena.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Hi, Rena. How are you?
Hello, Hannah. How are you doing? How would you walk about?
It was very nice, very informative.
It's hot, isn't it?
It's a beautiful day.
It's a hot day out there.
It's here. What are you slicing?
I know. This is out of desperation about an hour ago. I have a sugar craving, and we didn't have anything in the house, so I had to run up and get some apples. So I'm going to attempt to make an apple. It is going to be an apple crumble, but it's extraordinary to when you're on this like 30-day food challenge, like the lack of sugar and the lack of raw ingredients around you. If you're really trying to keep it, it's hard. It really is.
So it's going to be apple pie with honey and an oat crumble.
Yes, yes, yeah.
Okay, and we'll have it in about an hour.
I'd say 45 minutes, yes, because it does take long for this to do. So it could be about 45 minutes, yeah. So okay. We'll see how it goes.
We'll stick it in the oven. Because obviously when everyone goes to make an apple pie, there is, you just go to the fridge or go to the cupboard and you get butter, you get your flour.
Yes, yeah.
And you obviously mix them together to make your pastry.
Yeah.
But most of the flour in Ireland comes from France or England. So
Or England, actually. I have a lot of flour that we have in the cupboard here and I can't use any of it. But and the apple pie, like I grew up with my gran, actually my gran was in this house, was born in this house. So, and she was a very resourceful woman. So it was apple pie, apple crumble or anything else. So
is this a long-term thing that you would have been outside as a child picking apples and would have brought apples into her to make apple pie?
So what she would do is send me on my bike to rob apples, because we never had an orchard of our own, but I knew every orchard within a 5-mile radius. So I went off every August, September with a knapsack and came back, I'd say at least once a week, every week, and she stored them all winter. So, but I was the orchard robber. I was small, slight, and I could climb. So yeah. But look, that needs be. Nan, my gran was, she was such a resourceful woman. Like everything came from her. Okie dokie. I think, guys, you smelt the pie. It's just about ready. In fact, it is ready. Wow.
It smells
good. Looks good, doesn't it?
Oh my God.
It's a nearly snow. Will you get me something so I can put it down?
Here's the
honey.
Isn't that nice?
That's delicious.
I'm good for you.
Cool.
Well done,
delighted.
Rena.
I'm delighted you like it.
Yeah.
I.
And this is Emily's honey all the way from Tarbert.
Yes.
So it's a Kerry pie, essentially, between...
It's
a Kerry tart.
But not a tart, obviously.
It's...
Because it's a crumble.
Simply divine honey.
For a lot of people, they're going to be wondering, you know, well, we're kind of in the first week of September, can they still do it or are they cheating?
Oh no, absolutely. Like, the thing about the food challenge is people can join in for a day, they can join in for, they can decide, oh, sure, do breakfast for a week. So that's what it's really about, just sharing food, sharing fun, and hopefully we'll all learn something along the way.
Mm-hmm.
So enjoy your dinner.
Thank you very much. Cheers.
Cheers.
That's Hannah Quinn Mulligan there with that report. And if you'd like to find out more about the challenge, you can visit Lisa's website at lisafingleton.com.